We basically didn't know what was going on because we had no contact. My iPhone is the link to the world. The Civic Center, apparently, and the Curling Club were opening for warming centers and so on. We, of course, didn't know about it. I kept trying, to contact people. And luckily, a few days before, I had bought a power bank for my iPhone and had it fully charged. So that was the only way that I was able to keep charging my iPhone. I had a friend who a couple of times had brought his small generator over to our house so that we could charge our freezer full of food and our fridge, right? And I noted that he had to use a cord to get it started. And we're not strong enough to start a generator that way. And we had no idea until this situation happened that they're now making generators with push-button starts. That was completely unknown to us. I mean, our friend had brought the generator over. It was fantastic. And he brought some gas, and it was a very small gas jerry can. So in order to keep that generator going, I had to go out to a gas station every hour and a half. And do you remember how the rain was pouring down in the pitch black? We had to go out there and fill that thing. One of us was preparing for a medical, quite a complex medical procedure, which happened this morning. And all of this preparation for it had to be done in the dark with a candle. And at our age, that's not easy. And I just think how many other people were in a similar situation, or even much, much worse than that. How did they manage? The ones that, have piles of pills to take and can't see. And it's just really, I don't know. I think a lot more needs to be done, and a lot more needs to be done for seniors who are living in their home, because I think that people need help